بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. وعن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: ما العمل في أيام أفضل منها في هذه؟ قالوا: ولا الجهاد. قال: ولا الجهاد إلا رجل خرج يخاطر بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع بشيء. رواه البخاري، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy grants us some days, some occasions, sometimes in our lives which are barred. If we capture those holy days, holy nights, auspicious times, then we can gain tremendous reward for little small action. The action indeed is small, but because of the holy time, because of the holy day, because of the holy night, the reward and ajr of that little amal is tremendous, countless. So we should grab this kind of opportunities and we should utilize it in the right way so we can gain a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our book of deeds and our sins are forgiven. Because this is the game, this is the aim and object of every believer, that he always tries his best to achieve maximum reward out of his lifetime for his hereafter. Because the same main purpose of Allah's sending us this world in this dunya is to prepare for hereafter. So we are moving forward every day, every moment towards our qabr. And once a person dies, there is no return, there is no U-turn. So whatever time we have in our hands, we should try to utilize it. Now, inshallah, this coming days are going to be Dhul Hijjah. If moon will sight it on Sunday evening, then the Monday will be first Dhul Hijjah. This is my brothers and sisters are so holy, so serious. It also will take an oath this day night. How might Allah is it? He doesn't have to take an oath to prove something. His Khalik, his Qadir, his Malik. Yet, to draw our attention towards it, show the importance of those days and nights, to encourage us to do something in those days and nights, and don't ignore it, don't let it go without amal. And that's why the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Arhamur Rahimeen, is emphasizing by taking an oath. Wal Fajr, most of the Mufassireen is mentioned. Wal Fajr means the 10th of Dhul Hijj. Wal Shaf is Yawm al Arafah. And Wal Layal al Ashr, these 10 nights are the nights of Dhul Hijjah, from 1st of Dhul Hijjah till the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. These 10 nights are so auspicious. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, every day of fasting of Yawm Dhul Hijjah, from 1st of Dhul Hijjah till the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, every day of fasting, although it is nafal, will be in reward equivalent to 1 year of fasting. And every night of this 1st of Dhul Hijjah till the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, every night spending in ibadah, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. That much of reward. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, almost said these 10 nights are even greater than the 10 nights of Ramadan. And these 10 days are much greater and better after the holy month of Ramadan. After fasting of holy month of Ramadan, these 10 days are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has taken an oath of the Yawmul Arafah, the night of Yawmul Arafah, the day of 10th of Zulhijjah, Yawmul Nahar, and all these 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Allah has never taken oath in the Holy Quran in this manner, in this specific way, the way He has done for these 10 days of Zulhijjah. So we should take advantage of these days and nights, and at least whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq, we should try to fast. And if you cannot fast 10 days, at least, we should fast on Yawmul Arafah, the ninth of Zulhijjah. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person who is fasting on the Yawmul Arafah, 9th of Zulhijjah, the day before Eid, he said, I hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will forgive 2 years of his sins. One previous year and one this year. So 2 years of sins will be forgiven by just fasting one day, Yawmul Arafah. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that devil, the shaitan, humiliates and cries the most in his entire life on Yawmul Arafah. Yawmul Arafah is very hard for shaitan. Because on Yawmul Arafah, when Hujjaj are going to the Maidan Arafat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he done his Hajjatul Wada, from Zuhar till Asr, till sunset, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his Mubarak hands towards the sky, and he was just asking and just making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said, 5 to 6 years continuously, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was crying and making dua on Yawmul Arafah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy and pleased with this amal and with this crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have forgiven your ummah. I have forgiven all the minor sins, saghair of your ummah. This forgiveness made a shaitan cry. He cries a lot on this. Humiliates this day the most. Why? Because he's challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, because of this Adam, I have taken away and exalted from the, and expelled from this Jahannam, from the Jannah, and forever, and I have been cursed because of this Adam. So I'll make sure I will misguide and mislead his progeny all the way, and I'll take maximum amount of his progeny with me into the hell. And I'll sit in front of them, behind them, right side and left side. And I'll continue whispering and misguiding and misleading them so they don't go to Jannah, rather they go to hellfire with me. As I'm going to be punished in hell, I'll take maximum children of Adam with me. That was the open challenge of Shaitan, devil, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala said, my righteous servants will not get trapped into your, you know, whispering or any kind of your prayer. And I will forgive them. The moment they will ask forgiveness, the moment they will raise their hands towards me, the moment they repent and regret on their sins, no matter how great sins they will commit, even they bring the sins from the earth to the heavens, I'll forgive them just like this in 1 second. So that was the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the devil. So that's why on Yawmul Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the people of this ummah because of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, countless. And because of this, Shaitan cries on this day. how virtuous these days and how holy these nights are. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith, and very authentic hadith is in the Bukhari Sharif. Just pay attention. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma amal fi ayamin afdalu minha fi hadihi. There is no amal, there is no deed, there is no any good action loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is better in sawab and reward than any other day which is done during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard these virtues, they were amazed. They said, Qalu wala jihad. Because Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum commonly, generally, just think about that. Jihad observe amal, the Sahaba always, they should be paid and ready to sacrifice their life for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They love jihad. They spend their entire life, they sacrifice everything, their wives, their children, their houses, their businesses, their wealth, everything, themselves, their lives, for the sake of Islam, for the propagation of Islam. So immediately they ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are saying there is no other better amal accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the amal done during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So not even jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not even jihad. Not even jihad. Just imagine, Allah explain. A person went for jihad fi sabilillah with ikhlas and sincerity from the 11th of Dhul-Hijjah. Whole year he spent in path of Allah, in jihad, fighting with kuffar, till 1st of Dhul-Hijjah next year. He did not come back home. Or a person started fasting from the 11th of Dhul-Hijjah, whole year he fasted every single day, till the 1st of Dhul-Hijjah next year. Or a person who's giving charity and donation, started giving charity and giving donation from 11th of Dhul-Hijjah, whole year he spent tremendous amount of wealth in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till 1st of Dhul-Hijjah. Any amal you count, a person awake whole night from the 11th of Dhul-Hijjah till the next year 1st of Dhul-Hijjah, no one can do it. Practically it is impossible, right? To fast in this many days the whole year, or to give the charity and donation whole year, or to take part in jihad and does not come home back whole year. Outwardly it looks impossible. No one can do it. But just imagine, someone did that much of amal. Whole year of jihad, whole year of sadaqat and khairat, whole year of fasting, whole year of awaking, whole nights, 365 nights, right? How much of reward, how much of virtues, how much of, you know, thawab, he will accumulate in Book of Deeds. Practically, countless. Keep all those rewards and thawab of 365 days one side, and just do little amal during these 10 days. According to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Rasulullah said, this amal of little bit during these 10 days will outweigh the amal and actions and deeds have done all year, 365 days. Compare these two. Here, effort is less, sacrifice is little, but reward is tremendous. Other side, a lot of sacrifice, lot of efforts, and sawab is not matching compared to this one. So these are the virtuous days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah, my brothers and sisters. Now, what should we do? In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that in these days, we should increase our a'mal, meaning, if you can fast all 9 days, try to fast. But before do any amal, Olama said, if we have invited a very special guest to our house, or we have a very special occasion coming up in few days, right? The guest is VIP, very honorable. What we do? We prepare for him. Before he comes in our house, we try to clean our house. We make sure that everything should be in order. Our lounge, our bedroom, our sofa, our food, preparing the food items, everything. So it should not cause any discomfort to our guest. We make sure that our guest should be entertained in full. Every luxury, every comfort, we try to prepare. We clean our house, make nice, we cut the grass, everything, because there is a VIP guest coming. We don't want to be embarrassed in front of him. Right? We clean everything before he comes. He should be happy when he comes. So these 10 days, these 10 nights are coming, approaching. Right? What should we do first, my brothers? First of all, we should clean our hearts. We should clean our heart before we start doing anything, before we start fasting, because there is no amal accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if heart is not clean. That effort is wasted, no reward. So first of all, we still have a couple of days left. Start picking up the phone or text message, or go and visit if we have ill feeling with our relatives, with our friend. For some reason, we have argument, we have quarrel, we have fighting, something going on. And it's going on in everybody's life. We all are human beings. We all have faults and shortcomings. So first thing, we should apologize. And I know it is very hard to pick up the phone and to talk and call that person with whom we are not speaking for years or for months or for days. It's very difficult for our ego to pick up the phone and call and go and visit him personally. It takes a lot of efforts, energy. But we have to do it. If you really believe in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you really want to achieve the reward and the thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to do it. And I'm not telling you become the good friends or things like that. Just pick up one phone, just apologize in simple words. Assalamu alaikum, we have some problem. I apologize. Please forgive me because the holy days of Dhul Hijjah is coming and I don't want to waste my amal. I'm apologizing for the sake of Allah, not for you. We still have differences. I still don't like your attitude or whatever you have done. But here, I'm more worried about my amal. Because Rasulullah ﷺ said, the amal of Bani Adam suspended on his head. You are fasting, you are giving charity, making all the efforts, you're going to go sacrifice on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, you're going to do the qurbani. Why? You want to achieve the reward in sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every hair of the animal, you're going to get the reward. But when you're going to get reward, all the rewards are coming and piling up there, but it's not going ahead because the doors are closed. The gates are closed. You close the gate by not talking to your relatives, by not talking to your brothers and sisters and your parents and sons and daughters. We have to open the door first so our amal can go up. It's so important. So, just pick up the phone or go and visit that I don't waste my amal. And I am not sure next year I will be allowed to have this 10th of Dhul Hijjah or Yawm al-Arafah or Yawm al-Eid or not. I am not sure. I am not even sure that I am going to get this Eid. There is no guarantee of life. So, I am going to apologize with you for my Allah. For my amal, I am worried about myself. Whether you forgive me or you don't forgive me, you still have grudges in your heart, it's up to you. From my side, I want to clean up. From my side, I want to open the gate for my amal. So my amal can be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first thing, my brothers, before the Dhul Hijjah enters, we should do it. We should clean our hearts, apologize, and then make our way, open. So our amal during these 10 days and nights, whatever we are going to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. May Allah do it easy for us and make us tawfiq to do this amal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us during these 10 days and 10 nights, number one, that we should establish our faraids. Any nafal, any optional comes in second part. First and foremost is the establishment of the prayer on its time. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salat al-wusta. Right? So all these 5-time prayers, which is farad upon every Muslim, male and female, we should continue practicing on it, especially during these 10 days and nights, we should not miss any farz. And especially the most of the brothers are at home at Fajr time and Isha time. We can understand Dhuhr, Asr, they are working or they are on the road, traffic, etc. They cannot make it to the masjid. But Fajr and Asr, Isha, everyone at home. Those who are going for work, they go after Fajr. Those who are coming, they come before Isha. So these two prayers, my brothers, during these 10 days and nights, make sure they must come to the masjid and pray these two prayers at least with the congregation. Because salat with the jamaat is wajib. It is compulsory. We are sitting home, maybe we are praying at home, but we are missing the reward of coming to the masjid and the salat of 27 times more. Every salat is 27 times more if you pray with congregation. And especially during these 10 days and nights, which are the holy days and holy nights, Allah will increase the reward even more. So make sure these two prayers, Fajr and Isha, we should try to come to the masjid. Another benefit, as I mentioned several times, if a person comes for Fajr Salat and pray with the congregation and then he pray Isha with congregation, whole night he will get the reward of whole night. Look at, just coming and making sure Fajr and Isha in the masjid, all these 10 great nights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken in oath, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, these 10 nights Allah has taken an oath to emphasize the importance and virtue of these nights. You will just get it without spending any hour extra, just coming for Fajr and for Isha. All 10 nights will be written in your book of deed, and you will see it on the Day of Judgment. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, try to fast as many days. Allah will give you tawfiq, especially on Yawmul Arafah, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, try to fast. Don't miss that fast, at least one fast. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned we must increase takbir, tahmil, tahdeed, meaning la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, etc., Allahu Akbar. Wherever you are walking, talking, driving, just make this tasbihat alive. And especially on the Yawmul Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said we should increase this dua, which is the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharik lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd yuhyi wa yumeet bi yadil khair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is the only kalima Rasulullah said that all the prophets used to recite on Yawm al-Arafah. So this is the special zikr on Yawm al-Arafah, that we should make tremendous amount of the kalima tawheed, keep on repeating on that day. One must Allah, those brothers and sisters who intend to do qurbani this year, inshallah, Allah make it easy for them, here or abroad, they should stop cutting their nails and hair from the Monday morning. Sunday evening is the last day. Sunday evening is the 29th of Dhul-Qadha. We might sight the moon, we may not, it depends on the moon sighting. But those intend to do it, inshallah, they cut their hairs before that period. And from the Monday morning till they done their qurbani, they should avoid cutting the nails, and because this is imitating with Hujjaj. The Hujjaj are in the Ihram, they are forbidden to cut the hair and nails. So by doing this, we are not there, we are unfortunate not doing Hajj. May Allah make it easy. So this Amal will imitate with the Hujjaj, and Allah will give the reward for that. So may Allah make it easy for us and give us tawfiq to value these 10 nights and days of Dhul-Hijjah, and give us tawfiq to make tremendous Amal with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.